Hi guys, welcome to Game Changer Podcast. We are on week three of Game Changers, five transformative truths that every believer needs. And I'm here, I'm David Villa, here with Diana Villa. And we just had Easter Sunday this past week. And so this is just an amazing week for the church. God is moving. He's alive. Come on, he's alive. And how about that as a game changer, just to kind of throw that in? You know, the ultimate game changer is that you receive Jesus as your Savior, become a child of God. Your life is forever changed. At that moment, you interjected the ultimate game changer, right? The Holy Spirit into your life. Your life is forever changed and, you know, moving along. But how about a game changer that he's risen, right? A game changer that he is no longer in the grave, and we celebrate a Savior who is alive and well. Amen. And but today we are, you know, we're talking about game changers for the last couple of weeks. We have two more weeks after today. And a game changer, in case you're wondering, is the name of our show. It's the name of our marketplace ministry, but it's also defined as something that is newly introduced, an element that is newly introduced, a factor that significantly changes an existing situation or activity. So we're talking about game changers for your faith walk, game changers for your faith, for your life. And today, it's not going to be a long one. You know, we're going to probably be one of our shorter podcasts today, but we're talking about integrating prayer. The ultimate game changer for a believer, the ultimate game changer for a believer is prayer, integrating prayer into your life. And, you know, in our lives, Diana, there are plenty of opportunities to become, you know, tangled in situations that we can't cope with, right? How many know there's people right now, you know, that are desperate? They can't cope with life. They can't cope with the struggles of life, the situations that they're dealing with and going through. And, you know, the reality is they're not dealing very well with them, you know, and, you know, we can relate to that. There's things that we walk through that, you know, we don't deal with very well, but, you know, we are humans and we deal with stuff. We go through stuff. And so in our lives, there are tons of opportunities where you and I can become tangled up in situations that we just flat out can't cope with. And when this happens, we have a choice on how to handle the problem. We're faced with a choice. We can either try to fix the issue ourselves. Come on, how many times has David tried to do that, right? We can try to fix it ourselves and end up getting in worse trouble, or we can acknowledge our human limitations and pray for divine intervention, right? Let's bring God into the scenario, integrate prayer into our walk with God, our lives, our Christian lives. And that's the ultimate game changer. You know, why do we wait until we are out of answers to bring God sometimes into the scenario?
I think we touched on this either last week or the week before. I think a lot of times it's because we already know what we want the outcome to be, and we think we know the path or the avenue to get there. And so we start chucking on our own journey in our own way, in our own strength, in our own might, thinking we have all the answers, even though we acknowledge God, right? Yeah. But I think there's a difference between acknowledging God and inviting him in. Yeah. I think, you know, if you're a believer, you already acknowledge that there is a need for Christ in your life, and you acknowledge that, you know, he is greater. But I think inviting him into the situation is a totally different, you know, thing. Yeah. Acknowledging and inviting him in to be part of that is two different things. So I think a lot of times it's really about our own pride that we already have the path, you know, written out, and it doesn't always line up. You know, we have a sinful nature and we have a me attitude, and it just doesn't always line up with the character and the nature of God, really.
Yeah, it's often, you know, and oftentimes God waits until we're out of answers before he, you know, gives us the direction, you know. And I think that it's not that he's punishing us, it's that we haven't invited him, we haven't asked him. You know, the Holy Spirit is a gentleman, and he is not going to intrude, per se, into our lives, into our will. You know, he's as a believer, I feel like if we've accepted him, then he is, you know, in our lives, and I believe that he constantly is working things around us to get our attention onto him, to get our focus onto him. And so, but, you know, a lot of times, but until we ask, you know, he really doesn't answer. You know, he.
It's, well, it, I think he sends subtle hints.
Yeah.
You know, it's like even as just, one of the hardest things as your kids are getting older and they're leaving home and they're establishing their own lives is they're telling you things that they're experiencing or going through or decisions they're having to make. And it's really hard to bite your tongue because they haven't really invited your advice into it.
Yeah.
And sometimes I still give it and it's not at a place. So I think sometimes the Lord waits on us because sometimes when we offer advice, when it's not asked, it's not received.
Yeah.
So I think that, you know, like you said, the Lord is a gentleman. Mm-hmm. I think sometimes he already has the answer and the advice and the way, but I think he also knows us enough that if he inserts it at the wrong time, that we won't receive it because we've already determined in our own hearts, you know, what we want or where we want to be or where we want to go or what we expect.
We're not prepared for it. You know, we're not ready for it. We're not open to it, you know? And I think that, you know, it could be something that if forced, you know, then what are we going to do with it? And I think a lot of times, you know, we don't value it because, you know, we haven't exhausted our efforts yet. And so, you know, I'm thinking about that with our kids. You know, it's hard to butt out per se, but can you imagine being God and you knowing everything, having infinite wisdom, knowing the beginning from the end, and really, you know, to have the patience that God has. Think about this, the patience he has to be the God of the universe over and created every man and woman that's ever existed on this earth, knowing the end from the beginning, knowing all of it at the same time, looking at every piece simultaneously, knowing the outcome, and then having the patience to not intervene, you know, in the wrong way, to not, you know, come into the situation, right, just like a bull in the china shop and butt in per se. But he's a gentleman. The Holy Spirit's a gentleman. He waits to be asked. Now, you're right. He does provide subtle hints, especially with children of God. When you've invited them in and you're going through a journey, I think that, you know, we get ourselves in situations, and I think that God knows the outcome of those situations and knows that we're gonna reach out to him when we get in trouble. But I wanna try to insert and integrate prayer, which is the ultimate game changer for a believer. Now, keep in mind, the ultimate game changer for anybody in life before you're a believer is accepting Jesus, right? If you haven't done that, that's the game changer. But for a believer already having accepted Jesus, integrating prayer is the game changer because that's the communication with God. And so I want to get to the place in my life where I go to God first. I don't go to God last. I don't go to God in the middle, but I go to him first. And, you know, I think, I want to have help with some of the reasons why I don't. And I want also to recognize the reasons why I need to, because if we choose, you know, option two, which is going to him first versus trying to fix it on our own, then here's what happens. Our prayers act as a powerful game changer that can alter the outcome of a bad situation. Because if we're asking the map, if we're asking the source, if we're asking the creator, right, the one with all wisdom, then he's going to guide us. And so I think that alters the outcome of what could otherwise be a bad situation.
Well, I think if faith without works is dead, so I think that we can sometimes fool ourselves.
Right.
We're not fooling God, but we can fool ourselves in thinking, oh, well, I sought the Lord first. The problem was communication. Prayer is basically communication between you and your Heavenly Father. But communication is a two-way street. You know, how would you like to be in a relationship with someone? I'm laughing because sometimes I feel this way. That
she's like, how would you like to be in a relationship with David?
That you, I mean, always someone, talk. Someone's just always talking. Speaking, you know, not, someone's not always David. Talking, but they're never listening. Mm.
Mm. Can I get a witness?
Woohoo! So I think, you know, sometimes we go to the Lord, we seek the Lord, quote unquote, and what we're really saying is we go and dump all this stuff on him, but then we're like, okay, peace out, and we leave, and we don't wait for his response back to us.
Yeah.
So I think you have to be...
The key word there is wait.
Yeah. We go ahead and go on our way. And so we are seeking the Lord, but we're not waiting for his wisdom and his guidance and his truth. So I know you said something about not going to him first. I think as a believer, a lot of times we kind of feel like we went to him first.
Yeah, because we told him. We said it. Hey, I told you, God. I informed you. But we didn't wait. That's the key word, though. We don't want to wait. So when we we don't go to God first in reality because we know that there's a wait a lot of times when you go to God. And we don't like to wait. We want it now. I want it now. I want it my way. I want it yesterday, right?
And well, we react instead of waiting for his response.
Yeah.
And we talked about that. Reaction is a lot of times driven by emotion, but a response is driven by, okay, wisdom, really.
Yep.
I think reactions are emotion or can be very often driven by emotion, where a response is driven by, wisdom. And hopefully as a Christian, we're, seeking godly wisdom.
Amen. So let's look at four things here really quick, and we're wrapped today up. But, so how do we integrate prayer? Let's look at how. Now we see the importance of it. Now let's talk about how to. Number one, base your request on God's character. So base your request on God's character. How many know that God's character is impeccable, right? So pray like you know God will answer you. He's not going to ignore you. He's not a genie. It's not like God's going to just do it exactly the way you want to do it. His ways are above our ways. His thoughts are above our thoughts. But you got to pray like you know God will answer you. I'm expecting you to answer this prayer because of who you are. Not, and again, I'm going to trust that you answer this prayer because of who you are, your way. You're a faithful God. You're a great God. You're a loving God. You're a wonderful God. And you can handle this problem or situation or circumstance or direction or whatever, God.
I think knowing he can handle the situation, we also have to make sure we understand that trusting the Lord that I expect you to answer it, but the answer may not be what we've already determined in our heart.
100%. So, which is why we don't go to God always up front.
Yes.
Because we've had track record.
It's a vicious circle.
Yeah. So we know track record that he's never let us down, but also track record that I want to be in control. And so you have to die to self, but you have to base it on his character. So let's say you're going, hey, I really want to implement this into my life because I recognize that I have a need for it, right? Because I keep going around the mountains. I keep doing the same thing. So if I want to do this, I want to integrate prayer as the ultimate game changer for a believer, then I have to base the request on God's character.
To know his character, you have to be close to him, and you have to seek him, and you have to know him, and you have to read his word. You know, we can meet and encounter somebody and really not know their true character and think they're a wonderful person.
Yeah.
And sometimes there are situations where you meet someone like, oh, man, that was awesome connection.
Yeah.
And then as you've gotten to know them, you realize, whoa,
yeah.
Everything that glitters isn't gold, right? So I think to know his character, you have to be close to him.
Amen. So here's the second thing when you're integrating prayer. So you base your request on God's character, but then you confess the sins you're aware of. Sins. We think of sins. We think of, lying, cheating, drinking, whatever. We think of this. We think of these things as sins, but how about pride? What about, I didn't mean to point toward, I mean, now this was how about pride? I wasn't pointing towards you. how about bitterness? How about unforgiveness? How about anger? Man, I tell you what. There's been seasons in my life where I've struggled where anger's come to the table, to the surface, and I don't know why all the time. So there's something there. How about, control? How about, I can just go on and on. There's these little things that are pieces that I think are far more detrimental to
our
walk.
Idols?
Idols.
Self.
Absolutely.
We make ourselves an idol. We make money idol. We make our careers our idol. We make our
anything above God.
Yeah.
Anything. Our kids, our happiness, anything that's above God is an idol, anything. And these things are, I think, far more detrimental than the big ones, than the ones that are like the giants in a sense. You know what I'm saying? Like, the enemy sometimes knows he can't get you maybe with the giant, but he can get you with the small foxes. He can get you with the little ones that chip away. And in those
a little bit adds up to a whole bunch. So if you have a bunch of littles, it'll be a big.
That's good.
Just so you know.
That's good.
Little, I think we deceive ourselves and saying, oh, it's just this little thing that I compromise.
White lie.
And and if anybody knows me, like me and lies just don't mix. I will go berserk in a millisecond over, don't you tell me a lie, just tell me the truth. So those little things, I think, develop and become big things. So, or a bunch of little things, a bunch of pennies add up to be dollars. So be careful that we minimize little sins. And here's the thing. I think, we measure sin. But sin is sin.
Yeah.
And so I don't want to be on that day to go, what was just a little sin, and going deciding, okay, is that going to tip me over the scales? So
confess the sins you're aware of. So when you're there and you're coming to God, you're basing it on His character. You know, we're just saying, God, these are the things that I'm going to just submit to you and give to you. And here's the thing: if they're already coming to the surface, we just learned this recently. You know, just the God's bringing these things to your awareness, and I think that, you know, the awareness is the first step, and then just saying, hey, Lord, you know what? Just remove these things, scoop these things out. Number three, claim the promises of God. When you're praying scripture, claim the promises of God. You know, remind Him of His word. You know, I've said this before, and I'll say it here on this podcast. You know, He's not obligated to bring my words to pass, but He is obligated to bring His word to pass. God is obligated to bring His word to pass. He's obligated to His word. Heaven and earth will pass away. My word will remain. He is obligated to His word. So
the whole word.
The whole word.
So we take out parts.
He hasn't for
yeah, humans take out pieces of it, and we claim pieces of it. Yeah. But a lot of times there's do this and this, and we forget the conditions in which that falls. So you have to claim the entire
word. But I'm talking about claiming the promises of God. Diane and I, as you can tell, you know, we make like a good team. We go back and forth. Confess the sins. Claim the promises. And claim. Let's move on. Claim the promises. You're right. You got to claim the whole word, but claim His promise. Remind Him of His word. So let's say you're coming to Him because you're saying, I want to get better at this. I want to go to God first. I want to go to God before I jack this up. Right? So I'm going to base it on His character. Right? He will answer me if I
don't think
seek
He needs
him.
To be reminded of His word. I think He knows His word. I think we have to remind ourselves. Our inner man, we have to remind.
I don't think He forgets. It's not the reminding of it the way you and I need to be reminded. Like, I need to be reminded to take the trash out or whatever it is because I forgot. It's reminding. He wants to hear you say it. He wants to hear you ask Him. It's this. It's that I told my kids once upon a time that, hey, if you want to get something to eat or drink out of my refrigerator, it's yours. So then, you know what? If you need something, I'm here for you. Well, here to my daughter, here to my son, here to my other daughter. Here, you can have this. Oh, you sure? I you don't have to do that. No. Listen, you're my kid. You know, so it's I want to work things out. I want to help, but I want to be asked. The Bible says clearly, we have not because we ask not. So claim the promises of God. I think that we have to remind Him and remind ourselves. Because He's obligated to bring His word to pass. So when He hears you declare His word, what do you think?
I think more than reminding Him, we're declaring faith, and I think He responds to faith. Mm. So it's not really about reminding Him, it's about declaring in faith,
tomato,
because
tomato.
Faith moves,
tomato,
moves Him.
Tomato, tomato, what do you guys say? Tomato, 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 potato, potato.
Tell us down below what you think.
Yeah, what do you think? What do you think?
I think I'm right.
I think I'm right. I think we're both right. I think God's right. I think He's right.
Always.
I think He's right.
All the time.
All right, so claim the promises of God. Either way, whether you need to remind Him or just declare them, combination of both. Number four, be very specific in what you ask for. So we base the request on God's character, confess the sins which we're aware of, claim the promises of God, and be very specific in what you ask for. You have not because you ask not. And when you ask, you ask amiss, which is you missed. It's the wrong way to ask. So be very specific in what you ask for.
So I kind of thought of a spray bottle. You can change the nozzle and it can be real direct, or it could be like a mist. Mm-hmm. And God just
so
say
you
it.
Ask, you ask.
And I'm going to give an example. A couple weeks ago, we were home, and on Sundays, I food prep from pretty much the time I get home from church until the sun has gone down and I'm exhausted, but David came in, and sometimes our kitchen is attached to a living room that he sits in, and I'm prepping, and we watch. I can see the TV from the counter, and we usually have something on, and I'm watching it. But I usually have to have something on that I don't have to focus on. Like, I can just kind of listen to it. And so a couple weeks ago, David's like, "Hey, do you want to watch something?" I'm like, "Sure. What do you want to watch? Whatever you want. Really, it's got to be something that he really wants to watch, because I'm just going to barely listen." And he kept saying, "Well, like, but what?" And finally came to the point, he's like, "Well, you know, I kind of forgot I had I had just that the PlayStation 5 in there. I was in there. I noticed it. I was thinking, I was like, do you want to go play the PlayStation 5? Like, literally, don't go around in circles. What are we, 5? Like, literally just come in and say, hey, you're food prepping. I'm going to go in there while you're doing that. And I'm going to, and guess what? We bickered because you came in and started asking in circles versus just being direct.
Or we just bickered because maybe I didn't want to bicker.
So we're causing ourselves our own grief because we beat around the bush. Hey, shh, shh.
Right.
We beat around the bush with the Lord,
yeah.
And we go around in circles, and we cause our own grief because instead of just coming right out and asking the Lord, hey, Lord, this is what I feel, we beat around the bush, and we go down this path and that path, and we cause more grief for ourselves. But if we would just surrender and go to the Lord and be direct with what we're asking, needing, thinking, feeling, He is quick to respond.
And so if you want to play PlayStation 5, just ask God. Lord, I'm going to play some PlayStation. All right. Hey, hope you guys enjoyed this podcast today. Game changer number 3, integrate prayer. It's the ultimate game changer for the believer. Amen. It's the ultimate game changer. It's your communication with God and His communication with you. It's not just talking, it's listening. And we want to thank you guys for listening today. If you are watching this on YouTube, we want to thank you. Listening on Spotify or Apple, we want to thank you. Also, please subscribe to our YouTube, Spotify, and Apple. It helps us reach more people. And also, if you follow us on social media, tag us. Let us know. Take a screenshot of you listening or watching the show and just tag us in it and say, hey, this blessed me. Let us know. We read your comments, and we are extremely excited to see what the Lord is doing in your life. You can catch us. The episode drops on YouTube and Spotify and Apple every Wednesday at 10 a.m. Eastern. And also make sure, if you want to keep up with what we're doing in the marketplace, to download our Game Changer app. You can go to Apple, Android, Roku, any device, and you could go type in Game Changer by IPD Agency. We have now surpassed 8,000 downloads, to the glory to be to God. And this is the way you can keep up with our Bible plans, what we're doing, our company, and everything. And we're just so happy that you guys did. We love you guys and appreciate you. And we'll be back next week with Game Changer number 4. You even know what it is? You want to tell them what it is? Game Changer number 4, what's it going to be?
Let your passions outweigh your fears.
You don't want to miss
that one. Meditate that on for a week.
You don't want to miss that one.
Yeah.
We'll talk to you guys next week.
God bless.